The who?
The her.
Now I swear, the next one of you primates even touches me. Yeah!
And that, my friends, is how you kick a show off. This is, of course, Saki Bamagogo. My name's Mao. This is show 148, and that was 54 Nude Honeys off their self-titled album. I played Wild Girl, Hot Generation, Hard Drunker, and Don't Shut Me Up. This show, I got new music. I got new music from one of our favorites. Man, got some Time Bomb records updates. It's packed. Wall to the wall insanity. What can I tell you? First, I'm going to say, let's play some Rin Hito. A little bit different than what you're used to here on Saki Bamagogo, but I think you're going to dig it. Very elegant. Very nice. It's a good time. Good time will be had by all. Then, new music from one of our all-time favorites. Hang out here. You'll be glad you did.
Wubba lubba dub dub!
Oh, on, throw in a buck.
I don't tip.
You don't tip?
No, I don't believe in it.
See, I told you that would be different, didn't I? Awesome, in a different way. Usually I like my music a little bit more screamy, but what can I tell you? That was Rin Hito. Let's just go with Hito. Take two. I can't read any of the names of the songs. Funny story, I saw their music, and I listened to a little bit of it on YouTube, and I was like, wow, these guys are great. And I reached out to them, and they had accepted. They said, yeah, please, we'd love to have you play our music. But I couldn't correctly figure out which one was theirs. Because when you were looking on YouTube, because a lot of the music I find on YouTube, I have to convert it over. That's just reality of life. And the old house, the internet was so prohibitive, I couldn't just do stuff. It was very, the internet was broken and weird. And I've come to realize I was living in a nightmarish hellscape that I didn't need to. I have 5G up here and it's insanity. It's so great. But up here, I could kind of look through and check and peruse and keep it going. So I was able to find and verify it was their music a lot, on some of this stuff. So I was able to grab about 10 to 12 of their songs. I'll be playing them more because I dig it. They're different, but I really like the music. It's very, I don't know, it's Japanesque, I think they called it. So they play a lot of shrines and stuff like that. Their performance is cool. So I hope you dug it. I will, of course, be playing some 5678s coming up. 5678s released a new 45 with two songs on them. And also, the Himarts had released a 45. This is over in Japan in Time Bomb Records. And the Himarts have, their artwork is done by Rockin' Jellybean, who is one of, if not my all-time favorite artists. Can't display a lot of his stuff because it's very pornographic, I'll say. Don't look him up at work. But it's incredible artwork. It's just very, wow. So, and I reached out to Time Bomb, and they were like, well, we can't mail to the U.S. And I'm like, what are you talking about? So I looked it up. Japan is having trouble sending things to America now, media, stuff like that, let me buy something, because of COVID. And I was like, that doesn't make any sense, but whatever. So long story short, I knew I needed to secure these because this kind of stuff sells out immediately. And then it never comes back again. And then the secondary market is insanity money-wise. I looked up one of the albums for a band I'm trying to court to let us play their stuff. The Record Store Day release album from 2018 is listed for $985. Needless to say, we won't be playing that album. Anyway, so that's what I'm talking about. You have to get it right when you see it or it's done. And so, long story short, we back and forth. I was like, well, look, I can buy them and then you can send them when you can. So what we ended up doing is I bought them. They're shipping them to one of my exchange students. She's going to include them into our, every year we kind of send packages back and forth for Christmas and just silly stuff. I'm in Wisconsin, so this year it's going to be Wisconsin cheese jelly or some craziness. I try and find wacky stuff to send and just let everyone know we think of them and we love them. So she's going to be putting those in. So needless to say, sometime after Christmas, I will be dropping some new awesomeness from the Himarts and from the 5678. So stay tuned for that. Just might be a while. The new music I grabbed, Tsuchimami Ray came out with a new album. Now, I didn't get that one yet. I got two of their older ones. And one was last year they did a 20th anniversary kind of greatest hits album. So I bought that, and that came with a digital download, so I got it right away. And then the second album I got says it has a digital download, but I have a feeling it's going to come when it arrives in December sometime. So here is, no. I'm going to play the 5678s first, then I'm going to play the new Tsuchimami Ray. Hang on, not a lot of talking, a whole lot of music. I think you'll enjoy that more.
Hey, hey, it's your old pal Krusty for my new pork sandwich, the Clogger. If you can find a greasier sandwich, you're in Mexico! Well, she got
他打死他。Today. We'll be right back. good that I got to see. Woo! Do you know wanna see my little sister? When she did that, that life got a twist. She done went long, went up and down. I tell what the dancing sound. Let's do it. Oh, let's do it. Woo! Twist and you twist and you do you like that. Twist and you twist and you do you like that. Twist and you twist and you do you like that. Twist and you twist and you do you like that. You, twist and you, twist and you, you take a little bit, you twist a little bit. Got to do that.
Sorry, did I break your concentration?
And all was right with the world. That was, of course, the 5678s from their Pinheel Stomp EP, I'm going to say. I played the titular Pinheel Stomp, Dance in Avenue A, which I love, Arkansas Twist, or Kansas Twist, Arkansas. I say Arkansas, I don't know. I always have said Arkansas. And then the Barracuda! I hope you enjoyed them. I know you enjoyed them. What can I tell you? So the time bomb thing went through, that actually all worked out. And I do, like, I appreciate them going the extra steps and working with me. You know, like, when it was no big deal, they would just ship it out. It was just shipping to a customer, you know. They had to, like, work with me. We had to figure this out. Not many record stores I've been to would go through that kind of stuff. That tells you their character. That tells you their heart. They're good guys, man. So go check out Time Bomb Records. You might have to wait for a while to get some of their stuff. I hope that's not the case, but you know, they might not be able to ship to America for a while. The way things are going, hopefully we get this sorted out soon. We're all getting a bit tense. That's not what this show is about. This show is about awesomeness. I did get the new... If you're listening to the show right before this, I ended up being able to get the Nintendo Game & Watch. So, yay. Boy, they make it hard for them to give them money. I'll say that to Nintendo. I'm like, come on, man. Just make enough of them for everyone. But I'll get off my soapbox. Here is Sushi Mommy Ray. I don't think I'll have enough time to come back after this. This is off of their Mare Mania 20 Greatest Hits album. I'm going to drop some in. You might hear my voice again. You might just go, oh, well, game over. And it's the end, man. And I forget what that alien guy says. Game over, man. That's what he says. Ugh. Rambling idiocy. That's me right now. Nobody needs that. Here's some Sushi Mommy Ray.
That was really good pizza.
Oh, this is the best pizza in a cup ever. This guy's unbelievable. He ran the old cup of pizza guy out of business.
Really?
People come from all over to get this.
We'll be right back. That's it, man. Game over, man. It's game over.